Hello and welcome to the RealMacGenius.com TRMG audio podcast. Here's this week's roundup of Apple's stock briefings. Apple shares ended the week at 294.07 as of October 8th, 2010. Apple could soon achieve the improbable and replace ExxonMobil as the largest company. The Mac makers reported to be on the way to overtake ExxonMobil as the largest company by market capitalization. The crown for bragging rights is sure to make Steve Jobs happy. Apple will take over the top spot in the Standard and Poor's 500, the market index by the professional money managers, when the total value of the company's shares reaches above Exxon's. Also, Apple has appealed a court decision ordering the company to pay $625.5 million to Mirror Worlds LLC for patent infringement. Apple has appealed a jury verdict in which the computer maker was ordered to pay up to $625.5 million to Mirror Worlds LLC for infringing patents related to how documents are displayed digitally. The company asked U.S. District Judge Leonard Davis to stay the October 1st verdict, citing the reason that there are outstanding issues on two of the three patents. Apple added the patent holder Mirror Worlds would be collecting triple license fees if it were able to collect $208.5 million on each of the three patents. Sales estimates for Apple have been upgraded at J.P. Morgan. The revenue estimate for the fourth fiscal quarter has been raised to $18.71 billion from the previous estimate of $18.13 billion. The strong sales momentum of iPad and iPhone has been named as the reason for the modification. Although many competitors have come up with similar tablets, analysts believe that Apple will continue making waves in the market, contributing to the total worth of the Mac maker. Well, that's your weekly Apple update. For more interesting stories and reviews, you can visit us at therealmacgenius.com. Until next time, at therealmacgenius.com.